Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. Today is February the 2nd. My name is Gary Zimak, and I'm going to be here for this next 30 minutes. I hope you'll be able to stick around for the entire program. Today we're going to talk about the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord when Jesus was presented in the temple. That's what today is all about. And, you know, here's the overall theme is that the light of the world comes into the darkness. That's what the presentation is really all about. The light of the world comes into the darkness. And what happens when the light comes into the darkness? The light illuminates the darkness. And I think for many of us, that's a positive message. That's the message of hope that I think that we need to hear that every day, don't we? Because we look around us and we see the darkness. We see the darkness of the world. We see the struggles that people are going through. We see our own personal struggles. We feel confused sometimes. We feel frustrated that the world seems to be such a dark place. And the beautiful thing about having a relationship with Jesus is His light will illuminate the darkness in our lives. He doesn't necessarily get rid of the darkness. And I think that's a critical point for us to remember, that He lights up the darkness. He doesn't get rid of the darkness. So, yes, the darkness in the world, that darkness will still exist. The darkness, the difficulties, the struggles in your life, they're still going to exist, but that's okay. Because when you walk with the light of the world, you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see with the light that He provides. You'll also be able to experience the peace that He gives. So that's what today's show is going to be about, the light, how the light illuminates your life. And, you know, when you look at a feast such as the presentation, it's easy, if you're not careful, to downplay it or to view it as strictly a historical event or to say, that's great, but how's that going to help me with my financial issues or my health problems or my fears, everything looks hopeless to me. How's the presentation really going to help me? And it really will. What it means is that Christ is real. And I was having this conversation today. I'm going to be doing a presentation on Thursday to a business group in Cleveland, and we're doing a virtual presentation. We did a little run through today. We talked a little bit about what I'll be discussing in my presentation. And I was saying that he has to be real. Jesus has to be real to us. Otherwise, everything is going to seem overwhelming. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I write. That's why I speak. That's why I do this show. That's why I write my daily newsletter, my email reflection. I want you to understand just how real Jesus is. But more importantly, I want him to become real in your life. And the best I can do is share with you what he's done for me and then tell you to go talk to him yourself. And really, that's my goal. And I know it's effective because I see the emails that I get and I know what people tell me. And it's not because I'm some fantastic speaker. It's because I'm a regular guy who struggled with a lot of things, who is very weak. But yet somehow, through the mercy of Jesus, is able to find peace. And that's because the light of the world came into my life in a very real way. And I want to help you to experience that too. And I'm not saying you don't have that. No matter where we are in our relationship with the Lord, we can always stand to grow a little bit. And my prayer is always that something I say or something the Lord says through me, so I always pray for the Holy Spirit's guidance, will help you in some way to grow closer to Christ and in turn grow closer to your Heavenly Father and also to get closer to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, He's the one who's going to make it possible for you to grow close to Jesus and to grow closer to your Father in heaven. That all happens because of the Holy Spirit working in you. So that's why I'm here. That's what I'm going to try to do. And I pray that I accomplished that today. So we're going to look at some of the mass readings from this Feast of the Presentation today. And we'll see where the Holy Spirit takes us. Sound like a plan? All right. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you on this Feast of the Presentation, the day where we celebrate the light coming into the world, the light shining in the darkness. We recognize that Jesus came into the world, and in his presentation, he became public, very public, when he was brought to the temple. Father, we thank you for your presence with us right now. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for being interested in our lives, interested in all that we experience. We thank you for sending your Son. Father, we ask you to watch over us and our loved ones, our friends. Please accept all of our problems from our hands. Please handle them for us. Let us know what we are supposed to do. And then we ask you, Father, to take care of the rest. We pray for greater trust in you. And Father, I ask you for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Please give me the words that you would like me to share on the program today, and open all of our hearts and all of our minds to be receptive to your message. Heavenly Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, by the way, I hope you were able to, what's the word I'm looking for? I hope you're able to listen to me on Teresa Tomeo today on Catholic Connection. It was a great segment. I got a lot of good feedback. I noticed my book sales really started to escalate after the appearance. I believe that she archives the segments. It's always great talking with Teresa. She just makes it so easy for me. It's just a natural flowing conversation. So if you're able to catch the podcast or the repeat of the archive podcast, I recommend you check it out. I think you'll enjoy the conversation. If I can find it somewhere on Ave Maria Radio, I'll try to share it on Facebook or maybe in the email that I send out. But it's always a great honor to be on with Teresa. Tomorrow, what do we have tomorrow? Tomorrow, I think I'm doing something on Relevant Radio. This just came in, so stay tuned for that. I'm just so grateful that God is allowing me to have so many opportunities. Plus, I'm going to be on the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be talking about learning to accept "I don't know" as an answer to the question "Why." I think that's one of our biggest challenges in life. Why is why did this happen? You know, and "I don't know" is a good answer. Just trusting in God's providence. So that's what we're going to be talking about on the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow. For more information about my work or to get a copy of my book, Give Up Worry for Lent, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. That's the easiest place to get yourself a copy of the book. While you're at it, make sure you are on the mailing list for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, my daily email reflection. All right, let's get right to it. The Feast of the Presentation, followingthetruth.com is that website again. So in case I didn't give it out enough times, let's talk all about it. Let's talk a little bit about it. Let's look at these readings. Well, let's start. This is the way I like to do it when I do the Mass readings. I like to start with the Gospel because the Gospel really leads the way. Now, this Gospel's a little bit lengthy. Let's go through it and we'll chat along the way. This is Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 22. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. So what we see here is Mary and Joseph being observant Jews following the Mosaic law and presenting Jesus in the temple. That's the way it was done, according to the law of Moses. Now, you know, we could say, well, he's Jesus, he's the Messiah, he's the Savior. Why should he be an exception? Or why shouldn't he be an exception to the rule? Isn't he privileged? And, you know, one of the great things about Jesus and one of the lessons we can learn from him is that he's so humble. Jesus did not come to be a privileged character. Jesus came to be one of us. And by their example, Mary and Joseph are teaching us the value of obedience. Jesus came to teach us obedience to the Father. He was obedient to the Father out of love. And they are, Mary and Joseph here, by presenting Jesus in the temple, making that trek to Jerusalem, they are showing their love for the Father in doing that. So, you know, it's a really great example for Jesus for allowing himself, you know, I know he's a baby, but he allowed himself to be born into this world and be subject to some of the same pains and sufferings that you and I have to go through. He humbled himself. He left heaven in order to do that, right? And then Mary and Joseph are also setting a good example. And this is, I think what you'll see here in this is that you're going to see an example of how God can use different events to accomplish more than one thing, you know, intertwining events. Here, Mary and Joseph, they don't necessarily know why they are going to the temple. They know why they're going to the temple. They're just being obedient. But God is going to use their appearance at the temple to bless somebody else. And they don't necessarily know any of this. But this is why it's important to do God's will. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." I see Simeon was a good and holy man, and he was told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before seeing the Messiah. And look what happens. Mary and Joseph bring the Messiah into the temple, and the prophecy given to Simeon by the Holy Spirit is fulfilled. It's amazing how God works all of this out, right? Now, the child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Now what's happening is Mary is learning something. She's learning about the suffering that's going to go on in her life. But she's learning it through another person. God is speaking through Simeon to reveal this information to Mary. And this is one of the things that always kind of bugged me about Mary's role. She's the mother of Jesus. She's a pretty important person. Don't you think she should have gotten some advance notice or like a rule book or a guidebook or something so that she didn't have to figure all this out along the way? But the answer is no, she didn't. She didn't have all the answers up front. And I think that's an example for us of her faith, that she was able to trust enough to go along with the plan day by day. And God revealed his will to her through other people and through circumstances, like in the case of Simeon. He's telling her, you know, of course he's inspired by the Holy Spirit when he's saying this, but he's basically telling Mary that you are going to have to suffer. That because of your son, you know, I hope you understand, Mary, that this is going to cause you suffering. And Jesus is going to have an impact on people. You know, when you think about Simeon is saying this, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and a sign that will be contradicted. He's prophesying the impact that Jesus is going to have in the world and still has in the world to this day. And he says to Mary, "You yourself, a sword will pierce." And that's some pretty deep revelation that Mary's getting hit with. Now back to the gospel, there is also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. So, you know, we see Simeon rewarded for his faithfulness. We see Anna rewarded for her faithfulness as well. She never left the temple, but she worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And look what happened. She too got to see the Messiah. These are the first people that really, I mean, other people saw Jesus before this, but these two realize what they are seeing, who they are seeing. And it's a big deal. And what did she do? She gave thanks to God. And she spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. Can you imagine that? And talk about, you know, the light of the world. Jesus is coming into the world. The light is coming into the darkness. The world's a dark place at this point in time. It's dark now too, but the Messiah has already come. So there is light in the darkness. At the time before Jesus was born, people were waiting for the light to come into the world. And Anna is letting people know about this child. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, Mary and Joseph returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is kind of amazing when you think about the fact that Jesus, the Messiah, goes back, obviously he's a baby, he goes back with Mary and Joseph to their home in Galilee to live a relatively ordinary life for close to 30 years until his public ministry. Now, there's a lot we don't know about the life of Jesus, but we know that he lived an ordinary life in an ordinary family. Let me do the first reading before we have some time. I want to get in the first reading too. I'm not going to do everything, but I want to read the first reading from today's Mass. It's from the book of the prophet Malachi. Now remember, this was written prior to, this is an Old Testament reading, this was written prior to the birth of the Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Thus says the Lord God, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly, now listen to this part. Remember, just remember that scene that we saw in the temple in Jerusalem, where Mary and Joseph walk in carrying Jesus, the Savior. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. See, Simeon was there, because he was told that he would see the Messiah before he died. And the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. And this is all reference to the messianic role of Jesus and what he will be doing. But I love the idea of the Messiah coming into the temple. And which is exactly what we saw. The messenger of the covenant, what is it? And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. Suddenly the Lord comes into the temple. And I would say this, we saw Simeon's reaction. Does your relationship with Jesus, did you have that moment when you first recognized the presence of Christ in your life? Did you have that moment? And you may say, yes, you did. But now how about today? Are you feeling him today? Is he illuminating your path, or is he helping you to make it through the day, or are you struggling? Do you find yourself forgetting about him sometimes? Sometimes I do. And it's funny because I spend most of my day writing or speaking about Christ. I talk about him all the time, and the rest of the time in prayer. You know, I spend a lot of time reflecting on him, conversing with him, but there are still times when I'll realize, like, well, I haven't thought about Jesus lately. And this is where it might be a good idea to turn to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help make Jesus real to you today. And that's something we need help with. And that's the Holy Spirit's job. That's one of his jobs, is to make Jesus real in your life so that you know without a doubt he's with you, and also to transform you into the image of Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit does. So I would say today, give it a try. Ask the Holy Spirit to make Jesus real to you and to remind you of his presence as you go throughout the day. I try to pray that prayer every morning, and I have found that it does help. Even though I forget sometimes, I am much more aware of the presence of the Lord than I used to be. And as a result, he illuminates the darkness in my life. When I was on with Teresa Tomeo today, I was talking about watching too much news. Now, if you find yourself in a position where you are getting discouraged or downright depressed or feeling hopeless, there's a good chance that it's possible that you are focusing on the wrong thing in life. If we spend too much time dwelling on problems, and that's all we do is look at our problems, look at the news, look at the bad news, because there's a lot of bad news out there. And if we don't spend enough time just worshiping in some way, I mentioned yesterday listening to music, Christian music, maybe reading some scripture, reading good spiritual book, just talking to Jesus. Unless we're doing that, then we're going to be depressed, because we don't have a lot of hope according to the world. And when you watch the news, you don't really feel, or you don't get a lot of reasons to be hopeful, do you? And that's why you have to trust in Jesus and really let him change and transform your life. And he will do that. But it takes time to get used to that, to get used to thinking like that, to get used to relying on him, to get used to talking to him throughout the day. But I would say get started if you can. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You're hanging out with me. We are talking about Jesus. And right now, I'll tell you, there are a lot of days when I'm feeling down, and I'm feeling a little discouraged. Now, today I was out shoveling snow. We got a lot of snow here. For us, it's a lot. We had 9+ inches, which it's a bit of shoveling, and some of it was heavy. But I'm kind of tired today. You know, feeling a little down. And a lot of it's just physical. But when I start talking about Jesus with you right now, I begin to perk up. Because I realize, yeah, he does light my world. And I realized that he came to redeem me, and he did redeem me, and he opened the gates of heaven for me and for you. And I can live with him in heaven forever now because of what he did. And he wants to help me with my problems. He promised if I come to him, he'll give me rest. So just like Simeon reacted when he saw Jesus, he was so thankful. I feel the same way when I do this show with you and I start telling you about Jesus and how he works in our lives, and then I start getting happy because I realize he's with me right now. So it works for me. Even though I'm the guy leading the show here, he helps me along the way. And I'm going to tell you, he is real. And you might need to hear that today. Your problem is not hopeless. It really isn't. I can't promise you he's going to take away all of your burdens, your crosses. But I can promise you he will make it better by being with you and giving you the peace that you need. Just turn to him today and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Say, come Holy Spirit, please make Jesus real for me this day. And then have that conversation with Jesus. Tell him what's bugging you. Tell him what you're upset about. And see if it doesn't make you feel better. I have a feeling it will. It might not be perfect. It's not instantaneous. Sometimes it may be, but a lot of times it isn't. Again, it takes time to undo this habit that we're used to of going through life on our own and not turning to the Lord. So try that today and see what happens. You know, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to the program today. If you're able to shoot a donation my way or become a monthly sponsor so I can continue with this program, I would really appreciate that. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com, just clicking on donate. And you can donate securely through PayPal by doing that. If you ever have any questions, please let me know. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm really grateful for this time we get to spend every day together. Don't forget the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, for my segment, Stop Worrying and Start Living. I hope you'll be able to tune in for that. And I hope you'll be able to join me once again tomorrow afternoon, God willing, for another episode of Following the Truth. Be thankful that the light has come into the darkness. I did get it right the first time. The darkness of your world, the darkness of my world, he is here. He's ready to start lighting the way for us. Make sure you turn to him and give him a chance. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.